Simply Done, the podcast network.
Shut up, Perry. I'm talking. Hey, everybody. It's your old pal, Don Barris, and welcome to the Big 3 Podcast. Right now, we're driving to the VPN Studios, where we'll be taping today's Big 3 Podcast. Now, we're away from the studio again, but this time, it's because VPN, they're going to try and outfit our studio to secret location somewhere in West Hollywood, California, so we can stream these shows live. So today we're on the road, and let's see here. Okay. I'm here with Mary Jane.
Hello.
Vince.
Hello.
And Perry.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
I am smelling something unbearably bad.
That smells like a yucky fart. I didn't do it.
Perry?
That's not a fart.
What is it?
That's, it might be, something with the vehicle. I don't know.
It's not with the fucking vehicle.
Well, it's not me farting, because
it's you got terrible gas, Perry, and you fucking are stinking
fart.
You're stinking up the car.
I did not fart.
Perry, it's you. It's got you written all over it.
I did not fart.
It smells like a Javajo gypsy fart.
Fuck you.
No, fuck you, jack off. So it's terrible. So here it is. It's pouring rain, so we can't open the windows, and we've got to smell this Javajo gypsy gas.
Sounds like Don Barris fart.
Sounds like would be where you would hear it. I'm smelling this stink bomb, and this is a Javajo gypsy gas.
It's an Irish Detroit gypsy fart.
You are one of the most clever human beings alive. Did I introduce Vince?
Hello.
God, are you hated? I mean, you have your chance again, and you're right there, and you're just hated. All right, we're on the way to the VPN studios. We're out of our studios this week. Hopefully by next week, because we'll be doing a live podcast and our regular podcast from the VPN studios. Next week, I hope it's back at the secret location in West Hollywood, California.
Hey, Scaremaster, what are you doing?
Sitting here looking at you and looking at Don.
My eyes are up here, dude.
What was he doing?
I'll tell you what he wasn't doing. He wasn't rocking out to this song right here.
Coming to you pre-recorded from VPN Studios in Culver City, California, it's the Big 3 Podcast. Hi, once again, I'm your pal Don.
I'm Maul.
And I'm the Scaremaster.
That's
Scary Perry.
That's how you do it?
Well, I'm trying to be low-key right now.
Why? Why? Why are you so low-key?
Loki?
Loki? No, not Loki. Loki. Laid back.
Loki was the bad guy from that movie.
Right. I know exactly what you're saying.
Bad guy. I'm the good guy.
You're never the good guy, Perry.
I'm always the good guy.
No, you're
sometimes
not.
Sometimes he is.
When has he ever been the good guy?
He robs from the rich and gives to the poor.
That has never happened.
Well, like today's article in this morning's Watchtower magazine.
Interesting.
We give one another freely. So I'm going to hand that to you.
Oh, these are views from the tower?
Forgive one another freely. And I notice you've underlined some things in there. Yeah. What are you talking about there?
Well, the article's about how we should be kind to each other and forgive each other.
Okay, hold on for just a second. Hold on.
Is this all along the Watchtower song is about? Javajos?
No, not Javajo, Jehovah's Witnesses.
For those of you that don't know, Perry is a Javajo.
Jehovah's Witness.
And he is trying to push it upon us, and we've...
I'm not pushing it, I'm trying to share it with
you. We've been
guys.
A little reluctant because it doesn't sound like a good thing. We don't know everything that goes on.
We do know most stuff that goes on.
Like, what have you learned from
Okay. We learned, when you're a Javajo...
Jehovah's Witness.
First thing you got to do is you got to get fixed and deloused. And
fixed.
You got to get your nails clipped.
Nails
clipped?
And
you're not allowed on the furniture.
What?
Okay, but that's their spiritual leader that needs all that.
Can I say hello to a couple people?
Can you say hello to a couple people?
Like Justin Bieber and his driver, Jeffy?
Jeffy?
Jeffy and Justin Bieber have now been getting in touch with you.
Oh, God, yeah. I've been talking to both of them for quite
Jeffy.
A while. Jeffrey...
Jeffy or Jeffrey?
Well, online, the name is spelled out Jeffy. So it's like Jeffrey Short, Jeffy, whatever.
I'm not gonna lie. I do like the name Jeffy. Stupid.
Well, you start on one thing, you bring out your watchtower, and you start going into this, and I notice you've got tons of things underlined, and then you just stop.
Justin Bieber or Javajo?
Ooh.
No. Well, I've kind of witnessed to him a little bit online.
Oh, like doing what, like picking up after his dog and stuff?
What?
You heard what he said.
Did you see him doing Javajo-like behaviors?
Look, Justin and I are not facial friends yet. He's on the road.
Whoa, facial friends. What does that mean when you're facial? No,
I'm not friends.
We know what facial friends are. You mean?
Look. Facial babies. Meaning looking at each other face to face.
Yeah, right. Looking up at somebody, making face babies.
Ay.
Explain what you mean by that, because I think everyone's
I don't know Justin face to face yet.
So you've just spoke with him on the phone?
Online.
And how do you know that this is the real Justin Bieber? We've talked about it on our past two video shows, and we've also talked about it on last week's podcast, and yet you still believe that that's Justin Bieber getting in touch with
him. Why wouldn't it be Justin Bieber's?
This is my question, and I'm not trying to put you down or anything.
Okay.
Why would Justin Bieber get in touch with you?
Why would Scaremaster get in touch with Justin Bieber's?
I don't think he did.
It started on Twitter, and I emailed him back on Twitter, and I gave him my my personal email address, and he started emailing me with his personal email address, and he told me to keep it, silent, that nobody gets that email address.
Oh, that's smart. It's like when that band came and stayed at Richie Cunningham's house, and he wasn't allowed to tell Potsy or the gang that the rock band was at his house, so they went to the concert, and they go, these are terrible seats, and the rock band goes, yeah, hey, we just want to send a $10 shout-out to our guy up in the top balcony, Richie Cunningham. He's super cool, and he didn't tell anyone, and guess what happened? You know what Fonzie did?
What'd he do?
He gave him the big A, and then he went out, and he... it's the '50s. What did they do back then? They crushed up like sleeping pills.
I don't know. But you bring up an interesting thing. You brought up two interesting things there, Mole. Number one, I do remember that Happy Days episode. And number two, you mentioned the word $10 shout out. And for those people that are waiting for that, we do something on this show that most podcasts don't. As you know, we are a podcast that talks about our own personal life, but we also blend in pop culture, and that's what makes us different than most. But the real great thing is that if you want to get in touch with us, you want to tell us something, we give you that opportunity during our $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
Now, if you've never heard the show before, the $10 shout out is where you, the listener at home, get a chance to say what's on your mind. Let's say you don't like the way Perry combs his hair. Maybe you think he needs to get a haircut. Maybe you think he's a fool for believing in Justin Bieber. Anything you want to talk about, you send $10, and that's straight cash, no checks, no money orders, that's straight cash, homie, you send that to $10 shout out, care of Don Barris, 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. What are you going to say, Perry?
Why can't we go $10 shout out care of Scary Perry Skateboard?
Yeah, why can't we go $10 shout out care of Simply Dan, the podcast?
Okay, interesting question, Mole.
Why can't we go?
Very uninteresting comment from you, and I'll tell you why. Because what did you do when we went to Sundance? You stole $50 from us.
You tried to promote
a movie without giving us any money. You also tried to take a $10 shout out. Now the $10 shout outs we got that night are missing. I'm not blaming you, but I think it was you.
I'm not that way one.
Okay.
Well, good thing it's on video. We can go back and see the video where that money went.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
Because the money got handed up. We just don't know who grabbed it and
I didn't touch anybody's money while we were at the.
Interesting.
While we were in Salt Lake.
Okay. Did you find any money on the floor?
No.
Let me ask you this. When we went to Sundance, did you do any dancing?
No.
Personally, I didn't.
That's a real disappointment from all of us because that is.
I didn't even see any movies while I was out there.
Well, we've got a couple $10 shout outs. Let's see here. I'll start out with this one. Dear Big Three, I wanted to apologize to everyone that is part of the podcast and to all the great fans of the podcast. Last week, I didn't know you were doing a podcast, so unfortunately, I neglected my responsibilities in finding dirt on that Javajo gypsy once again. I'd like to start out by saying that I'm very proud of the 115,000 people who watched your first live webcast, making it the number one podcast on the Video Podcast Network. Yeah.
Oh!
That's a fact.
Can I stop you for a second?
You can stop
me for a second. It's over 144,000
now. What do you mean it's over? Now you want to quit? Listen.
No.
Nothing
wait a second.
Is over.
No. What I'm saying is there's over 144,000 people that have clicked on the Big Three podcast.
No, that's not
live.
True. Well, okay. I'm just saying what when
I like
he
how you
wrote
say
this.
Live, it's like Christopher Walken. Live. Do it again, Scaremaster.
Live, right here. At-
do you do a Christopher Walken?
Oh, do Christopher Walken. Do Christopher Walken.
I don't even know Christopher Walken.
Okay, let's get back to the letter right. then. I really think it's great you got those numbers despite Perry's unprofessional behavior, which nearly ruined the whole thing. Rule number one is, and this is all in capital letters, you do not take payola to promote things.
Wow. Sorry.
I don't.
I know that Perry's Javajo gypsy blood makes him an underhanded lying thief, but that's just bad business, even for him.
I don't ever want to deal with that guy
again. Okay, all right. That's what you say. And you're talking about William Randolph Hearst.
The guy's been...
Shut up! Shut the fuck up. First of all, let's just stop that right now. It is not the famous William Randolph Hearst, you dope. So
okay.
Shut up.
Thank you.
Let me read on with this.
It could be one day. Maybe he'll become more famous than that other guy. Look, remember there was that old guy... Scary Perry, that everyone was like, there's that one Scary Perry, and then there was that other Scary Perry, and then along came this Scary Perry, and he was more famous than those other Scary Perrys.
In a way, it's like that guy with the turban that plays the guitar on Venice
Scary
Beach.
Perry, other Scary Perry.
I think
that's
it's Scary Larry.
Scary Larry. No.
Scary Larry, Scary Harry, Scary Jerry, or Scary Perry.
And he's still pissed at you for stealing his name. All right, let me read on. Does Perry have a hole in his head, or is he just the biggest fool in the history of mankind?
Oh, at any rate, I know a few guys who could tell you that Perry's got a
about
hole in his
hole
head.
About the hole in my head, I got.
You know all about the hole in his
I
head.
Had
a, yeah, and I'd also like to get a microphone that works. That would be awesome.
I would, too.
I don't like golf and...
check.
All right, let me get back to this. Let me read on. Do you mind, Perry?
Go ahead.
Okay.
It's yours.
Understand that the big three...
Excuse me, and forgive me for interrupting you.
You just did again. You interrupted me to tell me that you're sorry for interrupting me. Okay. All right, I'm going to try to read on here, Perry. Is that okay with you?
I apologize.
For what?
For interrupting you.
Okay. I understand that the big three's pet baboon continues to believe that he's having a relationship with Justin Bieber and his mother. I was actually at your webcast in Park City, and people told me one of the reasons that Perry started out the show like an unprofessional moron was because Justin Bieber wasn't there and he was upset. Talk about being a fag. My 12-year-old niece isn't that gay. Were you upset about Justin not being
well,
there?
It's not that I was... Look, he's on tour. He said he was going to possibly break away from the tour and stop and see us in Salt Lake for our show and... You know, then go back
and he
to where,
and he
but
didn't.
He didn't.
Okay,
I can understand when you're on the when you're going from San Antonio, Texas, to the East Coast, and then you're going to stop and show up in Salt Lake. You don't have time for that.
Who's got that kind of time? Definitely,
right. Definitely
not Jeffy.
No, and you're definitely gayer than this guy's 12-year-old niece.
He's shut up.
All right, let me finish. I also feel sorry for someone as gullible as Perry, and I wonder how a maroon this stupid could even exist. Doesn't he wonder why in the world Justin Bieber would want to hang out with him? Doesn't he wonder why Justin Bieber would want to set up his mother with him? Then I realize I have a very important job to do, and it's really none of my business about his stupidity. And I can guarantee you one thing. I will work to relentlessly to find any and all information to bring Perry down. And again, I don't think he's ever denied that he's gay. You're a loyal fan, friend, and worker. Hugh A. Craig III, editor-in-chief of Perry.
Oh, that guy's good. He's got all the facts.
He's a jerk.
Oh, he's got a PS here. I heard Perry conned William Randolph Hearst out of $50.
Conned?
Boy, are you stupid, Perry.
Conned?
This guy will get revenge. All right, that's one. Now, we had a second $10 shout-out right here. Mole?
What's this?
This is a box. I opened it.
Van Nuys, California, from Ostrom Avenue. Let's see what this is. Oh, it's a bunch of stuff here.
Holy crap. What is it? Oh. Whoa. Candles.
A bunch of stuff here.
Well, there's, it looks like a letter right there. You okay. want to get that?
I get the letter. There's a bunch of...
Look, candy, candles.
Oh, money.
Oh.
You hold all that money.
Okay, $10.
Wow. Hold on. It says, to be read by Mole. That's me.
That is you. Dear, read away, Mole.
Dear Perry, my dog Pepper just got tumors, and the vet is saying it's time to put Pepper to sleep, but I'm just not ready to part ways with my fluffy friend. Perry, can you perform a Javajo witchcraft spell to make Pepper well again? I know that the Javajos worship dogs, but please don't worship him. He needs
Shut
a get-well spell.
Up.
And try not to sue Pepper during the ritual. I'm going to close a picture of Pepper and some Javajo witchcraft supplies. Your buddy,
Shut
Eric
up.
Hollerback. Oh, Eric.
Oh, Eric, thank you, and thank you
P.S.
for all this
I had
stuff.
Mo read the letter because Perry can't read, or at least not yet. But I'm sure after he takes all of his Q73458610 brain pills, he'll be reading at a sixth grade level in no time. Big three.
Well, wasn't that the 25 or 624 thing?
That's a song by
yeah.
Chicago.
Oh, here's a picture of Pepper. You want to pat a picture of Pepper?
Oh, look at what an adorable. Might be the
oh,
ugliest.
It's a lot
dog.
Of nice stuff.
It's the ugliest dog I've ever seen.
Oh, God.
And we got a lot of great stuff from them. We got cookies and religious candles for the ritual and a thing
a
and some
duster.
Kiss tokens and
wow.
a thimble and some steel wool. Oh, thank you, Eric.
Well, thank you, Eric. That was very nice.
Perry will eat these cookies in a little while.
Whatever.
That was today's $10 shut up. And that was today's $10 shout out.
Sorry about that.
$10 shout out.
That was a good $10 shout out, Dan.
It was an excellent $10 shout out. Perry.
Yes, sir.
Do you mind me asking you something?
Go ahead.
Now, we went to Sundance, and, you know, and I can see how sometimes you might feel that we say things, we put things in your mouth and that kind of stuff. What are you laughing at?
We don't put stuff in his mouth. Guns put people's in his mouth. I don't know what it means.
Okay, I know you mean something.
Mole.
You want to say it again?
We don't, you know what I mean.
Mole.
Guns don't kill people. Perry blows dudes. No,
Mole.
You know what I mean. I get worked up.
I don't blow anybody.
Yes, exactly.
No, no you
never
do not.
Never did, never will.
Not your thing.
But what I was trying
You're
to say.
You're a hand job, dude.
Yeah, more of that than anything
upper
else.
Upper body strength.
You have pretty good strength.
Something
though, yeah.
that happened 20 years ago is something.
Let's
You're not,
drop
you don't still
it.
Have upper body
Why
strength.
Why are you bringing that up
You don't
again?
Still have upper
you
body strength.
You always bring it up.
I
I'm
didn't
talking
bring
about
up
your
anything.
Upper body strength.
I didn't bring a damn thing up. I was talking about something else, and you brought it up again. Why are you so proud of that day?
I'm not proud of it at all.
Let's talk about Sundance.
You want to?
Definitely. I want to talk about one thing that happened there, and Dan's going to tell us about it.
What is that?
You know.
Not really.
I don't know.
You know what I would like to do? I would like to find out, because a lot of times we go through these shows, and it's us kind of like saying what goes on, and then you add your little 2 cents, which usually makes no sense at all. But Sundance, for you, how was that? Did you have fun?
It was fun. It was nice.
Tell me some highlights. Tell me some lowlights.
The one highlight that I liked was that young girl that got onto the pyramid that was sitting directly in front of you.
Aubrey was her name. Aubrey was her name.
Aubrey? Aubrey. Audrey? What was her name?
And Aubrey was her name.
Oh, the voice of an angel.
A very silly name.
Whatever.
She's the girl that the Sundance podcast. Scaremaster thought her name was silly. That's the bread song.
So you liked the girl that got on the top of the pyramid while we had our very first VPN show. You liked that girl.
She was
when we made
very
the pyramid.
Attractive.
All right, but that's the only moment in the entire 3 days that you liked?
No, I also liked the fact that the Vice magazine came to interview me and take me to breakfast the morning right after we got there.
Yeah, what we had there, we had Vice magazine came and they filmed A Day in the Life. So that should be out very soon. I don't know. Maybe it's already out by the time this
starts
airing.
That was very nice of those guys.
You like the Vice magazine Day in the Life with the big three. You like
Correct.
That. What'd
Correct.
You like about it?
Well, they were very gentlemanly and they took me to breakfast the morning after we got there. You called me up that morning and said the Vice magazine wanted to take me separate from you guys. That's why I didn't, you know, ask you questions about, well, why aren't all three of us going? You know, you said that they wanted to take me to breakfast, not all of us.
Why didn't you say that when the guy took you in the hallway to give you $50 to promote the movie? I said, why isn't all three of us getting $50?
Yeah, you didn't even fight for that. You didn't even fight for it. It was
I'm wrong. Okay, yeah, I was wrong.
You didn't even say, hey, listen, could Mole and Don get some money?
You went stupid.
I definitely went stupid. Okay. That William Randolph Hearst guy.
Good guy, a good
whatever,
guy.
Whatever,
excellent guy.
Whatever.
Businessman trying to get some things out there.
Yeah, well, a businessman that's trying to make me look like a jackass, too.
Real quick, I know a way we can make some money.
Sell all the stuff on the set?
Nope. I mean, that would be stealing from here, but make some T-shirts that say, I went stupid.
I went stupid and you guys are pointing at me or something?
Oh, that's good. Oh, how about this something arrow-shaped that's pointing at your face?
I went stupid. What do you think about that?
Pointing at me, and I'm the guy in the middle.
And you're like this, and you're just like, it's just pointing up at your mouth. And you're like, ugh.
You want to?
Mm.
All right, anyway, so you liked the Vice magazine thing. You liked the girl that was on the top of the pyramid.
Right.
You haven't mentioned us at all. Is there anything else you liked about
Sundance? You and I got into some fiasco the day that we were leaving, and I did not appreciate what was going on.
I didn't appreciate the fact that you ripped us off. I didn't appreciate the fact that you ruined the show. There's a lot of things.
I didn't ruin the show.
Perry,
if I ruined the show, we wouldn't have had 144,000 downloads.
Well, we'll see how many downloads we have this week. That's the big thing. So we'll check the numbers this week, and we'll see if we dropped off, which we probably will, because you made the show very unorganized.
How did I make this show very unorganized?
You made the first VPN show very disorganized.
That was that show.
That's
that
what
was
I'm talking
then, this
about.
Is now. This is our second VPN show we're doing now.
No, we did the second
we
VPN
did.
Show. That aired on Sunday.
Okay.
This Friday.
Wait a second.
Is this a video? Are we VPN now?
Is this,
no, we're not VPN.
Okay. I ask one question. Is the V? Does the V stand for Vince?
Everybody hates Vince.
I'm not in that camp. And if it's,
right.
and if it's not
set
for Vince, I'm out
either.
Of there.
I have nothing against Vince.
I thank Vince for all the work.
But here's the thing.
The hard work
on the other side of it, on the flip side, we like him because we know him a little bit. But think if you just came across him on our show. He's boring. He has nothing to say. He really...
Well, I'll challenge you this. Think about how awesome it would be to go on a road trip cross-country with him. And that's what one lucky fan is going to do in our trip with Vince across the country contest.
That's right. All you have to do, you pay for you and Vince, and you get to travel from Los Angeles, California...
to the world premiere of A Kiss Before Yesterday.
Absolutely. And New York City. That's right. You'll be stopping in St. Louis, the gateway to that place. You'll be stopping in Sandusky, Ohio, seeing Cedar Point. You'll be stopping where else, Mo?
Well, St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri. Oklahoma City is mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico.
How are they
Flagstaff, Arizona.
How are they going across country?
We don't know. However, the prize winners decide they want to pay for it. If they want to fly, then they could do that.
They should get their kicks at Route 66.
That's another way to do it if they drove.
There you go.
So that's going cross country with Vince. Now, what was the bad side of it besides the fact you and I arguing, which you said that you had a problem with me, but you had nothing about what I did you like during that time?
No, I really didn't have much of a bad side about the trip to Salt Lake City.
It wasn't Salt Lake City. It was
Park City,
Utah.
Park City is 30 minutes away from the airport.
Right.
Okay. Park City, Salt Lake City, excuse
right.
me.
Right.
I just miss... Okay. I'm gonna, if you don't mind me announcing the people that flew me back to Salt Lake City a few years back, right after Windy City Heat first came out on video. I had some fans back there. These two girls, Sarah and Camille, that flew me out.
Where were they for the Sundance thing?
Yeah.
They live out here in San Diego now.
They didn't show up. Justin Bieber didn't show up.
No.
You draw nobody.
I drew people.
You didn't draw anybody.
We drew people.
Yeah, we did, but not you.
Not me alone.
Yeah.
But I say we as the big three, a.k.a. the new three stooges of the new millennium.
Damn, Barney, what did you like to do in Sundance?
Well, I'll tell you this. I thought making the snow angels was really
fun. So, yep.
Okay.
I thought that was really fun.
That was cold on my back.
Why?
Because I had no shirt on.
Oh, yeah. And if I remember correctly, a windstorm came up right as you got in there, and a lot of snow
and
came on you.
And then you threw
a lot of snow.
He threw all the snow in my
face. How did
face.
I throw it? What did I do?
What did you do?
You threw snow on me.
Oh, and then we did the 60 seconds with Scaremaster in the snow.
Yep. That was fun.
It was cold.
You know, I'll tell you something interesting about that. When we were there, you could hear an echo go through everything. But here, I don't think there's an echo. So it's 60 seconds to pay. Go!
Scary Perry Skateboards at www.scaryperryskateboards.com. That's S-C-A-R-Y.
Use your Twitter account, too.
P-E-R-R-Y.
Not just that.
S-K, the number 8.
And also, you have skateboarder written on your arm. You also have snowboarder, and you did not go snowboarding.
No,
so how do we
all.
Believe you've been a skateboarder? Because I haven't seen you skateboard either.
He broke his neck skateboarding.
Okay, but you also have the tattoo that says you're a snowboarder. And you got the tattoo
hole?
Since you broke your neck, and
you
even got the skateboarder.
Twitter account? That
it also says you're an actor.
Scary yeah. Perry, skateboarder, actor. Wait.
Skateboarder,
snowboarder,
actor,
comedian.
Okay. Skateboarder, true.
Snowboarder, true.
Really, really. When do you get a snowboard? Because I was with you.
I haven't snowboarded.
And we're right on the mountain or the bottom
look,
of canyons.
Look, I don't
resort.
Have the funds to
oh,
go snowboarding.
Oh, no. They had free
did
Burton rentals.
Yes,
they had those
they did.
Big Burton tents that were given on free rentals.
Free rentals.
And the chairlifts were
nobody
free.
Nobody asked me to.
I asked you all day to come snowboarding, and then you wouldn't come. And I said the whole
I
thing's
wouldn't
taken.
Go because I didn't.
That was 60 seconds with Perry.
I didn't have my equipment with me. I didn't have my
Perry.
Snowboard with me.
Your 60 seconds is up.
You're more like a no boarder.
Oh, that's not nice. Really, that's
well,
not nice.
What's supposed to be nice on this show?
I don't know
you
what that means.
You make fun of him or me. I make fun
I don't
of you
make
guys.
More like a blow boarder.
Blow boarder. Good one, Mole. That's funny stuff.
Snow
high five to you.
Snow blow.
Okay, well, you know, one of the things that's actually kind of gotten a little bit popular on the podcast
oh,
is
Scary Perry Skateboards.
Scary Perry Skateboards.
No.
And
do you even sell any of those anymore?
I haven't sold any in a while, but I
you should
try
to
do.
Use your 60 seconds with Perry a little more wisely, and you could possibly sell some of those things.
I'm trying to. This guy interrupts me all
I
the time.
I think he helps you.
He doesn't help me. He's always interrupting me.
That's not exactly
not how
true.
Most
Scary
people
Perry
say it.
Skateboards. S-C-A-R-Y-P-E-R-R-Y-S-K, the number
you
8.
You already did it, dude. Why
do
you
get
you
to do
it
again?
It's
Tom,
not part of the 60
why does
seconds.
He get to do that again? No, he doesn't get
he
to.
He doesn't get to.
Mary Jane, you had something you wanted to say. Go ahead.
Yeah, Perry keeps his Twitter private so nobody can help promote it. Nobody can retweet him. It's stupid every time he tweets his skateboard because nobody will really see it because they can't retweet it.
I'm having
so you're saying the biggest social network item that you can possibly be on, Twitter, you won't let people see it.
You know who you should have retweet your tweets about your skateboard, Scaremaster?
Who?
First off, you gotta get famous people,
I
but
know.
You know who would be great to have retweet
I know who
your
you're
tweets?
Saying.
Who?
Your friend. You're
oh.
friends with her mother. He
who
is,
that? Who that lady going that movie?
No,
talking
okay, that's
Justin.
What, Justin Bieber. Oh,
that's
if he was really your friend, if he was
we're
really,
acquaintances
okay.
right now.
How about retweet your skateboard? You sell millions of them.
Exactly. He is has more Twitter followers than anyone in the world.
He's,
he just beat out Lady Gaga.
It's amazing how
okay,
all the people.
Okay. The
that
point
he's
is, if you're really as close of friends as you say, all he has to do is give one tweet. Like we, somebody that we know that might have a lot of followers, if they tweeted about our show.
There you go. Boom, zing.
Right. But we don't have anybody like that we know. You do. Why don't you promote this?
I'll ask them.
Yeah. Why don't you ask them?
Okay.
And that would help your skateboards. It would
right.
help the Big Three podcast. And it would probably make you closer to his mother. Because he knows
I'm
you're
trying
a good
to
businessman.
Hook up with her. And
do you even know what she looks like?
Yeah, I saw pictures.
You saw pictures?
Yeah.
Do you have pictures with you?
No. It's on Facebook.
So we could see them on your Facebook page?
Yeah. Facebook as well as Twitter, I think. There's like her, the picture of her face is on my Facebook page. Justin keeps asking me to buy her book. And I.
What kind of book?
It's a book based. She wrote
cookbook?
A book about. No, she wrote a book about her son.
She wrote a book about her son.
Yeah. About
and they told you to buy that book. They didn't say, hey, can we send you a book?
Yeah, they want me to buy the book.
Well, they could send it to you for free, so they must not be very close to you at all.
No, they're not close to me. We just
maybe this is just their way of selling books. Maybe they like they develop a friendship with somebody, take time to cultivate that friendship, get them to buy the book, then it moves on to the next person. They get
wow,
a friendship going on.
Crazy.
They convince them.
So you may, the minute you buy the book, you're out of their lives.
Unless the second book comes out.
Ooh.
What's your favorite Justin Bieber song?
Baby?
How's that go?
Baby, 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 oh.
No, it's like, oh.
Let's hear it. If you got the Scaremaster,
singing doing
it like Sam Kennison.
Let's hear it.
Baby, 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 oh.
There we go.
Have
we
you
got
done
there.
That
we
for
got
him?
There.
No.
Why not?
I wouldn't do it like that.
Why?
It's heresy.
That would be like terrorizing.
You've got a big friend. He's big in the industry.
He's huge.
He can help you. Why don't you try to take advantage of that?
He doesn't want to put the whole thing in.
I
want
to be polite to this to Justin.
What do you mean polite?
He doesn't want to just go right into it and start jerking the guy off. He wants to be friends first.
Oh, shut up, you homo!
How do you know? I've never seen Mole do anything. I've never seen Mole even do anything with a man.
Yeah, you never even seen
me. Well, you never saw me ever do anything with a man either.
But I've heard about it.
And there's all the pictures and the videos.
Oh, there's pictures and videos.
You know it.
So you're admitting to that.
You mean these pictures and videos that were computer graphed with my face on them.
What?
That's your story.
It's all computer graph. It's all bullshit.
Well, you know what? Because of the fact last week we were in Sundance, we didn't get a chance to do this. But it's become kind of a big part of this podcast. And it's time once again for...
My sexcapades?
I was trying to introduce it, but once again, you interrupted me. It's time once again for a segment where Perry talks about past lovers.
All the girls, yes.
And lovemaking that he's done. It's time once again for Perry's sexcapades.
Sexcapades number 17 by the Scaremaster. Okay, this was another trip that I went to Gotham City Strip Club, which was like a block away from my old studio apartment in Canoga Park on Sherman Way.
Did you buy the? Did you get the apartment because it was so close to the strip club, or did
no?
You
I got
go
that
to
apartment
because it was
I got that apartment.
So close to the apartment, or the apartment was close to the strip club, or it was close to a public men's room.
Good question.
I got that apartment because my ex-wife threw me out of the apartment when I was married to my ex. My mom and I found the apartment that I had. The strip club was on Sherman Way, in between Remnant and Owen's Mouth.
Nice. Owen's Mouth. Is that the buddy who used to drive you over there?
Oh, that's funny.
Now,
just
this is another
to Owen's
visit.
Mouth after the,
shut up!
I'm not going to shut up because I have to add something to the sexcapades. We had a $10 shout-out earlier where they sent us these beautiful chocolate chip cream-filled cookies.
Mm.
Mrs. Freshley's.
Mrs.
The first name in ice cookie
service.
No, you're doing sexcapades. And
I have no
pie time.
And
it's
there's
not
no
pie time
for
time.
Me to read
yes, there
my
is.
Sexcapades. Because you're interrupting me.
Yeah, do one
you
of
gotta
those.
Have, yeah, while you're doing your sexcapades.
You know how it works.
Oh, fuck.
Get a Freshly in your mouth.
Come on, Perry.
Do the same.
Let me read the goddamn.
Stick
a Freshly in your
thing,
mouth.
Man. Come on, for God's sake. Why do you got to... Everything is unprofessional. Everything is an argument with you.
Eat a Mrs. Freshly. Eat a Mrs. Freshly. Here we go.
Unprofessional?
Yes.
Unprofessionally. Thank you, Vince.
All right.
What did Vince do now?
All right.
What did Vince do? Vince, why don't you just sit
all right, here we go. Here we go.
Nobody wants to hear your story of your... Your binoculars.
Well, that's a one biter, Scaremaster.
Harry, like this. Look at how I do it.
Right there.
I don't eat like a slob.
Show him how to do it, Dan.
I don't eat like a slob.
Shove it in.
I don't eat like a slob.
But that's for sexcapades. That's what the people like. They like to hear your mouth full like normal.
You know, I like to read where you can understand what I'm saying. So I don't like to shove it in like a fucking pig.
Shove it in.
He likes to eat like a slob.
Shove it in.
After having sex with Victoria Givens there,
you've already
I thought
talked
I might
about
be able
her.
To get I thought I might be able to get another lap dancing sex action happening. So I went back there in a couple weeks after Victoria and I met. And I met up with this woman by the name of Jessica James. Jessica James put me in the big curtained off lap dancing spot.
Where no one else could see you?
Well, no one else but the cameras. The secret spy cameras.
Have you ever read what you wrote here before?
What?
Have you ever read what you just wrote?
Shove in the Freshly.
Put it in your mouth. All the way. There you go.
Now you go. Now hit it.
Now go. I wish somebody took a picture of that.
The sex kitten walked me into the big closed off private curtain closed room, and she let me bounce on, and she's letting me bounce her on myself. Then I asked her the same question as I asked Victoria. Okay. She said, not without a condom. I went back into my pouch. I pulled out a condom. Then I had her on for another.
Stick in it freshly.
Put it in. Eat the whole thing.
And then I had her around me for another three songs.
I got to tell you, it sounds a lot sexier.
What were the songs?
I don't know, rock songs.
Was it Have a Mrs. Freshly? Have a Mrs. Freshly.
I just wonder, when you speak of music, you used to love AC/DC, right?
Now I still like AC/DC.
Yeah, but now Justin Bieber is your favorite.
Justin Bieber is not my favorite. He's an acquaintance on the internet.
Do you listen to his music? Have you bought a CD?
Mm-mm. Have you ever had a Freshly with him?
No, I don't. I don't have any of his music yet. The thing with Jessica, though, that made me stop wasn't the fact that we almost got caught. It was the fact that she almost wanted me to fuck her in the ass. Oh, that's right. She was the one that wanted me to go up her butthole, and I said, no way.
Why not?
I'm not into anal sex.
You've never eaten an ass before?
I'm not interested.
Do me a favor.
Disgusting.
Throw that Freshly in your mouth and make believe it's a tushy.
Yeah. Put it all in.
Huh? How's that tushy?
Just tell us how it is.
It's a Freshly, not a tushy.
True.
It's a cookie.
True.
Okay, go on. Finish this. Is that it?
That's it.
That's it? Mm-hmm. That's your sexcapades?
I will tell you, the Scaremaster's crushing the Freshlies. Uno más Freshly, amigo.
I literally don't know what to do. I mean, we put an entire show around your sex.
Well, what do you want me to do? Say intimate shit like I'm grabbing her tits and biting the nipples on her tits
and
stuff?
All right, here's one. Instead of reading from a paper, let's do this. The Big Three audience has recently been introduced to a former lover of yours, Sheba. Now, you only made love to her one time, correct?
Which made me gross, yes.
Okay. Why don't you tell that story, but off the cuff, instead of writing it down, because you seem a little stiff when you read it. The night that you made love to Sheba. Let's
the
set
night
this
that
scenario.
I had
let's set
sex
this,
with Sheba.
Let's set this scenario.
You don't want to tease this for next week and let him work it up? Then work up to it?
Let's talk
you
about
do
it right
that?
Now.
It's up to you. Mole, you
it
make
just
a decision.
Seems like, it just seems like this is a big thing that people have been dying to hear about for so long.
We can do it right now.
No, you
I don't want to do it with you, dude.
Why
you followed me into the bathroom before. It's creepy.
Yeah, I saw what
screaming.
You
we
did.
Do
I saw
right
a little
now.
Earlier. That's what you did.
I don't want
to
do it with
yeah, but
you, right?
Followed him to the bathroom. You got to admit that.
I had to use the toilet, you fuck.
Not everywhere is the IHOP men's room, dude, okay?
Thank God for
all right,
that.
Go ahead. Tell us about when you on Sheba made.
Well, okay. Well, wait a second. Time out. This would be a great cliffhanger.
True.
What do you think, Mole? Make an executive decision.
I would
do
like
we have
to see Scaremaster get a Freshly extension.
Freshly extension? Okay. Do you want the Freshly extension? Or
for
do
next
you want
week?
It? Yeah.
No,
then
right
you get
now.
A. But right now, here's what you do. All right. Open up. I'm going to help you. So open your mouth wide. Here we go. Ready? Are you ready? Yes or no?
You're going to jam it down my throat and you're going to choke me with it.
No, you got to say Freshly time.
Freshly time.
Freshly time.
Freshly time. Put it all in. Put it all in. There you go. There you go. Now, that was perfect. Say something.
Disgusting.
Not disgusting.
Almost done with them.
So do we put on the Sheba story for next week. What do you think, Mole? You make the decision.
Oh, I can't make decisions like that. I think we let the live audience make that decision.
There's no live audience here.
Oh.
The only person here is Mary Jane, and of course I respect everything that she says. And of course Vince, who nobody respects anything he says.
Then let's get Vince. What do you think, Vincenzo?
I think the fans want to hear the story.
Let's hear it.
Okay, I'm going to go with this. Because Vince said go with it, I say just the opposite of what Vince says. I say we give Perry a week to put it all together. Perry, open up.
Freshly.
Say it.
Freshly.
Perfect.
Oh God, one freshly ago.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Now about...
About what?
Sheba. We got done reading that.
No, it's next week.
Oh, okay.
It's next week. We're going to do it next week because Vince said it should be this week.
So then we do it live next week?
I don't know how we'll do it.
You want me to write it out?
Yeah, I want you to write it out. Wait a minute. Is that a phone call? Could you send that phone call through for us, please?
Another junk.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America and all fish and chips at sea. Do you know who this is?
Hey, yes, I Mr. do. Mr. Adams.
Hey, Mr. Adams.
It's John Quincy Adams calling once again. Merely glad you are no longer in that damnable Utahdania.
Yeah, you don't
What's
like
the
Mormons.
What's the matter with Utah?
Not like
well,
Mormons.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you my problem with the Mormons. First off, anyone who marries one woman is a fool, but several... Sorry, Brother Jebediah, you are off the holiday Christmas card list.
I might disagree a little
Mr.
with
Fruit
that.
Loop over there.
To me, how I feel, how I see it, to me, those Mormons are worse than the Terrier-Terrians, the Javajo. Isn't that right, Scaremaster?
Shut up.
The Javs are better than the Morms. True, true?
Yes.
The Javs better than the Morms?
Jehovah's Witnesses, not Javajo.
You know what? Listen, forget all this. Forget all this. Mater taught me never to talk about three things: religion, politics, and whatever I choose to put into Mr. Private Pooper. But I will say this.
Oh, you're sick.
Religions don't seem to understand one thing, that there are a lot more fun things you can do whilst on your knees. Isn't that right, Perry? Isn't that right? Yes, yes. On your knees, a lot
Perry.
More fun.
He's talking about you on your
I'm
knees.
Not answering that
you
because
exactly
you're disgusting.
Listen. Forget all that.
Unless on I got girls around me.
Who will be attending this week my beautiful, fun-loving, super American footballing party I'm hosting?
Well, that's right, the Super Bowl Sunday. Super Where's it at? Going to be at?
Where are you
well,
doing?
Let me tell you what I've done. Here's what I've done. I've rented out the East Hawthorne High School's locker room for the occasion. I'm going to set up some flat screens in the sauna. There'll be a sausage-swallowing halftime contest. A professional piercer will be on hand. Football-themed wrestle games. And multiple concussions. Yes, yes.
Let me explain
no,
something.
Wait, hold on. We'll let you know.
Let me know. Let me know. Do me that favor. Will you also let me know something else?
What's that? What do you want to know?
Will you let me know why there are so many unsolved crimes in Utah?
Because everyone has the same DNA.
Well, that's
spot
funny.
On.
That's
Walter.
Funny.
Spot on.
That's funny.
Inbred Philistines. On. Tudors lovers.
That's where we just
boy.
Were.
What did you want to ask? Wait, Perry has something to ask you. What do you want to ask him?
Ask him quick before he hangs up.
No need.
Ask him.
Mr. Adams.
Just ask him. Just say.
Mr. Adams, why are you interested in these gay acting things in young children's locker rooms? There's enough child abuse in schools these days. I don't want to be a part of it. I don't want to be involved in any of it.
You're not doing child pornography anymore, Scam Master?
Anymore. I never did it.
You were trafficking in child pornography. Yes, you were.
Remember that picture you sent us?
What?
The picture with the penis on that little baby?
Last Freshly.
Oh, my God.
Last
You're
Freshly.
Disgusting.
Last
You're
Freshly.
Disgusting.
Last Freshly.
Because.
Last Freshly.
Those teeth are biters. You're a biter once you get in there.
Solid Last Freshly.
Say something. That was the last one, Perry, and we gave it to you.
That picture that I showed you years ago.
Yeah.
Of the naked child. Of
that
the
was,
big penis.
That was
small
sent
child.
To me on my cell phone.
Right.
Not
yeah,
funny.
You trafficked
Not
it,
funny.
And you forwarded the child pornography to others.
I only showed this dipshit.
Yeah, well, that's
trafficking child pornography.
You could have gone to jail, Perry, if I would have turned you in.
Why didn't you report the people that were sending you the child pornography?
Because he liked
I think
it.
I think those fucking, whoever sent it to me were those kids that got me in trouble recently with you.
With me? Oh, the ones that are saying that they're this person and Justin Bieber and all those people that are lying to you about being on the other end of the phone or whatever. On the other end of the internet. Whatever. What do you mean, whatever?
I'm turning to the point where I don't believe anything anymore.
Well, but you've Smart. Fallen in love with Justin Bieber.
I'm not in love with Justin Bieber.
Sing your song again.
Oh my God, I don't even
Sing
know it.
Sing it, Sam Kinison.
Oh, baby, baby, baby. Oh!
Seems like you love him. I got to tell you the truth.
If I would... Look. If his mom and I started to date, something might happen, okay?
Let me ask you a question. If you took
Justin
his mom on a date...
Justin and I joked about on one of the emails, because I told him about my daughter, and I said it would be great, you know, if you could help her... build her musical career too.
And what did he say?
And he goes, "Okay, you marry my mom, I marry your daughter."
Yeah, that's going to
happen. That was a little sarcastic.
Well, you know what? It seems like you're in love with him. Just the same way everyone else loves
What the Huck. Yeah.
What the Huck. For the finest in Thai cuisine, it's What the Huck. 323-654-7952. Mole, why do you think that What the Huck is the fastest rising Thai restaurant in all of the West Hollywood area?
KD Huck está muy bien comida de Thailand. Está muy favorita de celebritados, de presidentes y todos de West Hollywood. Primero Thai food as KD Huck.
That's What the Huck. 323-654-7952. What's that number again, Perry?
323-654-7952.
What the Huck.
Huck, 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 Huck. What the Huck?
What does that mean exactly?
It's not what it means. It's just cheering on the Huck.
Well, what do you think, fellas? Do you think it's time to do... maybe the signature piece of the Big Three podcast, the thing that more people seem to fall in love with than anything else that we have ever done or we ever will do? Do you know what I'm talking about, Mole?
I do know this one.
Has your name in it.
Molevengeance.
Nope, not Molevengeance. Not Molevengeance. It's time once again for a little thing called Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Now, if you've never heard Mole Play before, Mole Play is an improv game that we play here on the podcast, and this is where Mole will set up a scenario. Sometimes he takes things from things that we've done on the show. Sometimes he takes things from pop culture. You never know what Mole's going to do. He will then cast the scene, and then he'll direct the scene. The only thing that we don't know, Mole, my friend, is what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Okay, on today's Mole Play, everybody's been watching the television sets. And on the television, they have those commercials for that movie Mama, which looks really scary. Mm-hmm. It's too scary to go see, so I'm just imagining what happens in it. So what I would like to see is that what if Dan plays the scary mama and Scaremaster, you're the little baby, and I think maybe you guys should sit together for a second.
Oh, okay. Fine. Come on over here, Perry. This is always the part of the show
where
Perry takes
like 15, scene from the number one horror film in America.
20 minutes to
get over
here.
This is the number one scene from the number one horror film in America. Mama.
Can you move that pillow for me, please?
Move the pillow for you. Sure.
Thank you.
What else do you want me to do, you fucking pile of dog shit? Pillow's moved. All right. So now, whose cast is who again?
I want to know where you got those bunches of fruit snacks.
I'll tell you one thing. I didn't eat it, but you've got one right.
Should we all have one? Should we have one?
I don't know. It's up to Mole.
Oh, no. This would be good for Mama. This is perfect for your character. So... Dan, you play Mama, and you're trying to get your little baby Perry to come to you and to breastfeed. Mole Play.
Oh,
and
God.
Hold on for just a second. Now, am I Perry's mother, and this is Perry as a young child?
In the movie, in the movie, he's a young girl, and the and also he's not taken to the breast yet, and you're trying to get him to finally your milk has come in, but he's not latching yet.
But is this Perry and I am the mother of
you're,
Perry?
Yes, you're the mom, okay. And he's afraid to latch onto the bosom, and your milk has come in. Mopay.
Perry, get in here, it's time to eat.
Gaga, Gaga.
I have the prettiest baby ever.
Go, latch on the breast. Latch on the breast.
I'm gonna put the mic down.
Yeah, okay.
Can you hear that at all? What are you doing, Scaremaster? What are you doing? Sucking my breast.
Suddenly, Mama turns really scary. She's a monster.
You're biting my nipple, you fuck.
Mama's a monster, and Mama starts killing the baby.
I'm gonna fucking roast your ass! Open your mouth!
She feeds him those Welch's candies, a whole pack of them. Shoves them in the baby's mouth.
Open your mouth, you little fuck! Open your mouth. Open your mouth.
The Welch's candy. This is really turning scary. It's a scary horror movie. Giving baby the candy. Scary movie. And that was Mama Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
What the fuck happened there?
You
were biting my nipple.
That's what's supposed to happen.
No, that's not what's supposed to happen. This is an acting job. You don't bite someone's nipple. I don't know if I can participate in mole playing.
I know. I'll tell you what. That's not the kind of stuff that Mrs. Freshly wants to be an advertiser for.
I'm going to say this, Perry. I have never... Sit down. The show's almost over. Just sit down. What did you just do that for?
Hold on. Isn't that all but part of the acting?
To bite someone's nipple?
It's yes and.
Isn't that all part of the act?
Yes and.
Yes and, but you shouldn't do that.
But what?
Yes and.
Yes and, I think I should.
Yes and, if you ever do that again, I'll take your teeth and I'll break them.
Yes and.
Agree or disagree?
I disagree.
If you have no teeth, imagine all the dudes are going to line up for you.
Imagine if I had no teeth, only Mole is going to want to go down on me.
What?
What?
Because he's so gay.
Oh, dude.
Oh, why would you even say that as a joke?
Look at the way he's acting towards me.
Look at the way you're acting towards me. You bit my nipple.
There is that.
You expected me to.
No, I didn't. I expected to do a mole play where we act out a scene. What you did is you took it for real. You took advantage of the fact that you were near my breast.
I took advantage of the fact that you're a mama. Mama.
Well, that was not as cool
as I thought.
Oh,
these are expired. These are expired.
They're expired.
Yeah.
Perry, hey, he's doing it again. What are you doing? Get the fuck away from me.
Someone's wound up on freshly sugar.
I want titty.
What did you someone's, do?
I want some titty, but I don't want male titty. I want female titty. Linda's tits, Victoria's tits.
Boy, at the end of the
Jessica's
show, you
tits.
Become a wild man.
It'd be great if maybe she'd have boxed a Freshly's before our podcast.
No.
Do you think that's
no,
part
I
of
want,
it?
I want real food before the podcast.
Okay, we'll get you some next
week. Not these fucking cookies. That's poison.
Well, anyway,
I'm done.
I see by the clock on the old wall that it's time to wrap this thing up. I want to say thank you for tuning in today. Every Friday we'll do this show. And, of course, every Sunday night live, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, the Big Three Live. Also, I'm on the Skeptic Tank with Ari Scheifer, I don't know his full name, but I'm on that. And
it's Ari Scheifer, not Ari.
Are you sure?
It's Ari.
How do you know?
I know how you pronounce the name.
Well, you may be wrong.
Also, check out the Ding Dong Show, not only Monday night at the Comedy Store, 10 p.m., but also our Death Squad Ding Dong Show. The latest one came out this past Sunday. Anything you got going on, Mole?
Nope.
Nothing at all?
No, just hanging out.
But you got to be doing something.
I'm working on some screenplays.
Really? You've never talked about the screenplays.
Play a little close to the vest. I'm wearing a vest.
I'd like to hear a little something about one of these screenplays because you've never talked about them before.
You like space movies?
Yeah.
You like weed?
Yeah.
Enough said.
So it's a space movie that involves weed. Sounds like a real good thing. Anything you got going, Perry? Let me guess. No. Tell me something you got going.
Just working out.
Just working out. Where can people watch you work out?
At LA Fitness in Northridge.
And if you want to get in touch with us on
the skate park.
Oh, you can't go to the skate park anymore.
I got to sell my boards. I skate.
Okay, but Perry, you've broken your neck twice. Your man
and
is
I
nearly
broke my
50.
Neck twice. I had disc C4, 5, and 6 replaced and a blood clot removed. So there's four surgeries out of the neck.
So I guess you're right. You should go back to the skate park.
I've seen him go to the skate park, and he just goes and talks to the kids, and they act like he's a celebrity, and they might buy his boards.
Do you tell people that you're a celebrity all the time?
Well, not all the time, but I mean, a lot of people.
It's the best way to know you're a celebrity.
A lot of
the
kids that know me from Pedlo Field in Encino on Victory and Louise.
Pedophile Field.
Pedlo Field.
Is that Pedlo Bear? Is that by Owen's Mouth?
No. Owen's Mouth is a street.
Yeah, it's a state of mind.
Well, anyway, if you want to get in touch with us on the social network, once again, my Twitter is SimplyDon1. On Facebook, I'm at Don Barris. Perry?
Twitter is ScaryPerry818. Facebook is Perry F. Caravello.
That's K-A-R.
C-A-R is in car, A-B is in Victor, E-L-L-O.
Mole, how can people
get I'm the real Malinsky on Twitter, but you know what? I just got to remember to take off a caps lock.
What does that mean?
I sometimes leave caps lock on. It makes me sound angry.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you going to tweet once in a while now? I've seen a few tweets of yours.
I forget my password all the time.
Do you? Okay. Well, anyway, it's time that we say goodbye. So, if you can, put her there, guys. Big three! Goodbye, everybody.